towering waves are pounding Hawaii's coastline. There are fears the waves could reach as high as 50 feet. Officials have closed beaches along Oahu's north shore, and the National Weather Service is advising people to stay away. Even so, lifeguards are expecting a crowd at one beach today in Waimea Bay. Surfers are flocking to that shore for the Quicksilver in memory of Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational. The contest is only held when waves reach at least 20 feet. It has been held only 6 times in the past 19 years. Strider Wasilewski is a surf marketing manager for Quicksilver, a company that makes surfing gear, and he joins us now. Strider, are you out there in Waimea Bay?
I'm actually down here at the Quicksilver House, a pipeline just down from the beach in Waimea Bay, and the waves are enormous. They've washed up into our yard, and I'm actually really excited to go surfing right now.
Is that noise we hear in the background, is that the waves pounding the shore?
Yeah, that's the waves. I'm actually in my house with the door closed, and you can still hear them.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do I understand this correctly? The lifeguards tell people to stay away, and that's basically an invitation for the surfers to head out on the water.
Yeah, basically, there's a certain condition in which the waves reach a certain height with currents, and it's really, really dangerous. But there's a group of probably 0.5% of the entire surfing population, probably less than that, that actually enjoys that part of their surfing experience. And today the conditions just happen to have come together perfect with the winds and the weather and the waves to hold the Eddie Aikau down at Waimea Bay, and it's pretty exciting.
And so do these surfers come in from all over the place, or are people rushing to the airport to get to Oahu?
Yeah, they come in from all over the world, actually Australia, Brazil, France. They all got the call about 24 hours ago, and they jumped on a plane and came over.
Now, I imagine this is a case where only the best need apply. What's it like to actually ride one of those waves?
Well, it's like being in New York City and seeing a huge high-rise moving at you and turning around and paddling for it in the middle of the ocean. It's probably the most amazing experience you could possibly think of. It's mind over matter, and you're pretty much defying all laws of gravity and everything that happens in the ocean. It's all about flow, and if you have the flow that day, you're going to come away as the winner today.
And if you don't?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. All right, let's not even go there.
We're not going there.
What's the scene out there?
The scene's amazing. There's thousands of people at the beach all watching and lining the cliffs and movies and, you know, TV and helicopters and jet skis. And at 5 in the morning, there was 1,000 people on the beach in the dark at Waimea Bay this morning.
Now, you know, local officials are worried that the onlookers and the crowd might be endangered by these high waves. And while this is good news for surfers, you don't see waves like this very often, it's certainly bad news for the homeowners in the area.
Yeah, well, definitely washing away some of the front yards.
Just the front yards? What about the houses?
No, I think the houses are fine.
And this is an invitational held in memory of Eddie Aikau. Tell us about him.
Eddie Aikau is a waterman who was a lifeguard out here on the North Shore, and he was a really well-respected waterman who sacrificed his life to save about a dozen other people crossing on an ancient Hawaiian-style canoe, and they got caught out in the storm in the currents, and he sacrificed himself to try and swim or paddle to land and never made it.
Well, Strider, I know that you're eager to get out there on the water, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Strider Wasilewski is surf marketing manager for Quicksilver. That's a company that makes surfing gear. He was speaking to us about the Quicksilver in memory of Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational in Waimea Bay on Oahu.